A small Philadelphia theater company is taking on a big project, producing a trilogy of plays back-to-back for 5 months, culminating in a 9-hour performance of all of them in one day. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports it will be the first time the complete Lighty Breeze cycle by John Guare will be staged.
The three plays are set around the American Civil War, when a battlefield nurse named Lighty Breeze witnesses the horrors of battle. It's the largest play of the three, produced by the company Ego Poe, with a cast of 2 dozen actors. My heart is filled with trouble. In the second play, Lighty convinces a handful of friends to abandon the war and retreat to Nantucket Island in Massachusetts to form a self-reliant utopian society. The third play traces the next generation, Lighty's daughter, trying to recover from the fallout of that utopia.
There's women on the other side! There's water on the other side!
The plays were first written in reverse order and staged individually in the early 1980s. They were met with mixed reviews. The playwright, John Guare, had critical hits with House of Blue Leaves and the film Atlantic City. His most popular work, 6 Degrees of Separation, was still ahead of him at the time. With these plays, critics were scratching their heads, wondering what Guare was doing messing around in the Civil War.
In writing in New York, being, you know, born in New York City, being a New York City writer, I was drawing on the same material that a lot of people were drawing on. And I wanted a world that was completely mine.
This is John Guare.
My parents had been born in the 1890s, and I wondered what life was like for them. And then I loved Nantucket. Nantucket had been a savior for me in the early 70s. Nantucket's a place where you go to change your life, at least then, when it was a faraway island before it became a hedge fund billionaire's mecca because it's so hard to get to.
No one has ever tried to produce all three plays at once until the artistic director of Ego Poe, Lane Savidov, could pull it together with the help of the Pew Foundation. 16 years ago, Savidov worked as an assistant to Guare.
It's when I hit the Lighty Breeze plays that I was sort of blown away and realized that there was this sort of hidden treasure in American theater, and that potentially the great American theater epic that everybody has been waiting for is actually sitting right there.
Savidov believes that for the Lighty Breeze plays to be truly appreciated, you have to see all three of them. Only then can the play cycle reveal its scope and depth. He says the full meaning of the third play requires audiences to experience the epic adventure of the first and the psychological realism of the second.
That only makes sense, that conclusion, that final form, if we go through the melodrama and through the psychological realism to get there. And that tripartite journey is the internal journey of the main character, Joshua, who goes through all three plays and has to go through a journey of sort of finding out what is his legacy on Earth.
Savidov is staging one of the plays every month this spring in February, March, and April. And then in May, he's offering a marathon performance of all three in one weekend. And then for the hearty, all three in one day, stretching over 9 hours. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.